Here, you'll get to meet him a little bit better, but welcome, will you? The Liberated Wailing Wall.
Saved, shmaved, what he saved.
I've heard all that stuff about your Jesus, and I want to tell you I'm not the least bit interested in what you're selling.
Don't tell me I'm not happy. I don't know whether or not I'm happy. Boy, what nerve.
Hell, oh, come on now. You've got to be kidding. Do you honestly expect anyone to take that sort of thing seriously? This is the 20th century, you know.
I may have been foolish enough to believe that kind of thing when I was growing up. Only a kid could go for something that simple.
Jesus, I'm Jewish. What do I need Jesus for? Haven't you heard all Jews are automatically related to God?
I don't need a crutch like some people. I happen to be very secure in what I don't believe. Very secure. Who needs Jesus? Why can't people just learn to live together in peace?
Besides, he was just a man.
Sure, like our Moses. Maybe he was a prophet.
Yes, a prophet. Like one of the others. A very good man. He really led a good life.
Very self-sacrificing, you might say.
But all that stuff about blood and sacrificial atonement, isn't that a little too much Hollywood? All that cloak and dagger does stretch my imagination, if you must know.
We Jews are too sophisticated a people to believe in such things as sacrifice and blood.
Tell me, why would God need to have a son?
Who ever heard of such a thing?
And why does everybody call God he? Why not she? I never did understand all that hocus-pocus and holy rolling. Why all the fuss? And why didn't God have an only begotten daughter?
We worship one God, not three gods.
Jews don't need plastic statues to worship God.
And what's so great about the church? That I should believe in Christ?
Tell me, what have they ever done for the Jews? What have they ever done but spill Jewish blood in the name of this Jesus?
Christians are just a bunch of hypocrites. Just like the rest of us.
Christians are the biggest hypocrites of all.
I couldn't bring myself to walk into one of those places with a cross in the front of them. It would be like spitting on the graves of my ancestors.
There must be something wrong with a religion that's so exclusive. After all, everyone's looking for God. And if you're sincere, you're bound to find him.
Maybe he's dead.
No!
He's dead, he's dead.
Where was God when the 6 million died?
Yeah, where was he?
He's out there in the universe.
He's in the flowers, the trees, the sky, the stars.
He's Buddha.
He's Krishna.
Why isn't he a sheep?
Man, he's good vibrations.
Yeah. I don't even believe in God. I believe in me.
Me.
Nope, me.
Me!
And what if I'm wrong?
Of course I could be wrong.
After all, nobody's perfect.
Nobody.
We're all just a little sinful.
Just a little!
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody I know.
Nobody could die for someone else's sins.
And especially not the sins of the whole world.
Nobody's perfect. Not me.
Not me.
Ooh, me neither.
Not me. Or me. So, it couldn't have been just anybody.
He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
But nobody's perfect.
For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
He couldn't have been just anyone.
There is none righteous, no, not one.
But who could pay for someone else's sins?
Much less the sins of the whole world.
He was wounded for our transgressions.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Nobody's perfect.
He had done no violence.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission.
When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin,
then shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
But all that stuff about the resurrection.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. He is not here. He is risen.
But my family could never understand.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
To the Jew first.
We Jews will never believe.
And I shall pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn as one mourns for his only son.